For some time now, Insight Radio has been following the campaign by organisations like Guide Dogs and the RNIB to have more buses fitted with audio-visual announcements. There's great success with Transport for London's iBus. It basically provides passengers with an audio announcement of next stops, visual announcements, so not just handy for people with visual impairments, but for tourists or people who are hard of hearing. There's huge advantages to this. Many companies have begun to look at putting audio-visual systems on their fleets, and we have with us Brandon Jones from First Bus. Brandon, thank you for joining us. First Bus has a bit of an announcement then for people in the Leeds area now.
Well, that's right. We're operating a number of routes across Leeds and West Yorkshire, and we're delighted to say that working in partnership with a supplier called Rise Digital Marketing, and as well as the local authority, and indeed a number of local groups in the community, we've launched a audio-visual next stop trial on our city bus in Leeds, and we're hoping to get feedback from all our audiences and customers that use that service to understand if that feature is worthwhile looking at across more routes in Leeds, and indeed whether we could improve that system further and make it even more valuable as an information tool for all of our customers.
What prompted the trial on the buses?
Well, we want to make our services as accessible as possible. And in fact, over recent years, like many operators, First Bus has invested heavily in low-floor accessible buses. And that's helped a huge amount of our customers, particularly those with mobility issues. And that's helped grow passenger numbers across our networks, which is great and a very positive thing for our customers. But we also recognise that some of our customers, particularly those with visual impairment, do want to know more information, particularly around the next stop and particularly around the route itself. We've had conversations with a number of local organisations as well as national organisations who've been looking for operators to invest in what's known locally, particularly as talking bus technology. And we've decided that looking at various options such as apps as well as technology on the bus, that we can hopefully grow passenger numbers by making buses more accessible and providing better information. So we've done that working with local organisations and national such as Guide Dogs and the RNIB. And in fact, there are a number of local groups even in Leeds too, who are very keen for this technology to make services more accessible.
Do you think that this could be developed further than purely giving out next stop announcements? Could there be more information added on to that?
The technology does allow a huge number of variations actually to help provide better information to customers, but there's also opportunities for commercial applications as well. Our priority is making sure that the features that are on the system that we're trialling at the moment in Leeds do what they should do in terms of the next stop feature. So particularly around both the visual size of the lettering and then in terms of audio, whether that announcement is loud enough, is it clear enough, and is it timed correctly so that people know when the stop is approaching. So once we've got the necessary feedback from that technology, we'd look to see whether there are other applications that we can use this for. And in fact, the Next Bus app, Bus for Us, that it was branded when we trialled that earlier this year, also allows us to connect with that technology so people could both use their smartphones as well as the information on the bus to not only help provide them with information where they are, but also actually help promote the local areas that we serve. So connect with areas such as museums or hospitals and provide more information about how easy it is for some of our bus routes to connect with these places, and that helps us grow passenger numbers as well.
Are the talking services operating at the moment?
The service next bus announcement was launched at the very end of November in Leeds, and that will stay on the vehicles until middle of January. So we encourage people to come and have a look, let us know what they think. They're a slight variation to what customers might be used to on other applications, such as in London. In fact, this is a bespoke design that allows us to provide variability with the screen application as well as the audio. So we're very keen to attract feedback. And in fact, the early responses have been very positive in terms of both the screen and the audio, and in fact the general view about promoting this kind of technology on bus has been warmly welcomed by early users.
What about the drivers themselves for buses which don't have this technology at the moment? Do they receive awareness training in how to provide assistance to passengers with disabilities?
Yes, and indeed we've had lots of feedback from local organisations such as Guide Dogs, and we work closely with the RNIB on events such as Swap With Me, which listeners may be familiar with as a product that we do as a training tool to try and give our drivers a better understanding of what it's like for some of our customers who have visual impairment. And that's been very successful in helping make people more aware of what customers experience on the bus. And in fact, many times our drivers work very closely with customers in terms of advising them of next stop, but there are on occasions feedback where a driver may be distracted or on some occasions may forget because of other activities and other focuses that they have on their role. And obviously where that does happen, and if it does happen, then that can be a huge issue for someone with visual impairment who is having to then alight from a bus stop which they're not familiar with. So thankfully that doesn't happen very often, but clearly this kind of technology with next stop announcement would stop that kind of incident occurring and give our customers some more confidence about where the vehicle was and that reassurance that they know where the vehicle is stopping, and helps provide a lot better information for all of our customers.
Brian, it's fantastic news. Let's hope more people do get involved in the trial. If anyone would like more information on this trial or indeed the services from First Bus, how can they get in touch?
So, as you say, we really want to encourage as much feedback as possible. And if anyone would just like to find a little bit more information about what this product is like, then please do visit our website, firstgroup.com/lead. And all the information is on there, including a survey form, which is in accessible format as well. We can also provide the survey in other formats such as Braille. And we've got a telephone line as well that people can use to feedback any comments on the services as well and speak to one of our customer service agents. So we really want to encourage as much feedback as we can to determine whether this is the right product that we should be looking at going forward. And if it is, then we would look to be speaking with our suppliers and with other potential commercial partners in the Leeds area to see whether there's an effective way that we can expand this product across our services, which we think, as you say, will be welcomed by all of our customers, not just people with visual impairment.
Brandon, best of luck with the trial, and thank you for telling us all about it on Insight Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you.